On your Google Home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy and Mick Malloy joins us in the studio.
In he comes. Michael Malloy, good chatting to you always.
You, and you too. Great to be amongst friends. How are we all? How are we holding up?
Oh, we're right. We're fine. We're all positive. Can't wait for the footy to restart. Yeah. We've got the go-ahead, got the fixture.
It's been a tough 6 weeks, and I kill for a route. I really would. Is it 2 minutes away? Are you like? Are you a bit tired?
I'm with you, Cock. No, I'm not with you, Cock. I'm with you, Mick.
That's the difference between you and Bill, Mick, is he's in this situation regardless of lockdown.
Good one.
He doesn't even know when the lockdown started.
That's exactly right.
What lockdown?
1989, I think it was, Billy. Good to have football back. Is it happening? Are we going to go?
Yes, Thursday, June 11, Collingwood v Richmond, MSCG.
Right, that should draw a crowd, say. How many's going to be there? Hang on, let me think. None.
40?
None.
But where will you watch it from? And
I will probably watch it from the car park.
Your pubs are back open.
Well, mate, do you know what? The only bar that's been opened in the last 6 weeks has been our set. I've been caught sneaking into Channel 7 and they turned the lights on and I was just standing there pouring
pots.
Where will I watch it? I will watch it probably down the coast. Do you know, I used to live in East Melbourne and I had an apartment that had a balcony that looked right over Clarendon Street. After a Collingwood loss, I would routinely, I'd watch it on the telly and then I'd go, right, good. 10 minutes before they start all shuffling up Clarendon. And from the safety of my 6th-floor balcony, did I give it to them? Keep moving. Anytime you'll ever be in East Melbourne. That's a Mercedes, expensive car. Probably stolen one. Keep moving.
Keep going.
So it'll be good. It'll be great. It's a good, not a bad one to kick the season off.
It'll be a bloody ripper. Two very, very good sides there. Now, speaking of the front bar, when are we back?
We are back, not next week, but the week after. So I think it's June the 4th, and there's a bit to talk about. We're going to bring you up to speed with everything that's happened since round one. The bonking ban is of particular interest to me. The AFL bonking ban, I don't know how you administer that. I noticed the NRL have set up a similar one. They've banned group sex. Have you seen that? Yeah,
they have.
So that shows how serious
they're serious.
How serious they are. We'll talk about, I don't know, maybe Geelong whinging again. The season hasn't started, mate, and you're on about the draw and having to travel to town. And
the first three games out of the first four are down at Geelong, so it worked. It worked, Mickey boy. How's Jane, by the way? She had that nasty fall, which was all, wasn't sure
she's
what
not
happened.
Quite right.
Now, how is she after
you're
the
not,
fall?
She's not quite right. She hasn't made a complete comeback, but she's going great. She was a terrible fall. She was in a go. She fell over. It was the old absolute... You know, would have funniest home videos would have given it a run.
In a garden.
In a garden, with a camera, just homeschooling she was. And woke up in hospital with her husband Rob standing there going, are you okay?
Well, he's a doctor.
And she'd lost her memory. It would have been funny to get there first and go, hi, Jane. Wow, me and the kids are really upset. Can I borrow 10 grand?
No, no. Jeez, that would have not fallen nicely on Stitchy either because he's got 5 kids already to look after and Jane, you know, these days is working, so he's left doing all the work. Now he's got 6.
Well, I think he saw it as her just trying to get out of homeschooling. So it's an elaborate ruse, but she got there. Indeed. No, she's good. Question, she's back on deck and couldn't be happier.
Have you been paying attention?
I'm doing it tonight.
Yes, tonight.
I am doing it tonight. Well, you have to pay attention. There's not a lot else to do, is there? So I reckon I'm in pretty good shape. I'll probably go in there late.
Do you have a shave or anything?
No, I've still got my stupid hair.
Yeah, you've got your stupid hair and stupid hair on your face. That beard, that's great.
It's always a pleasure coming on. It's
just 8:45 tonight on 10.
What is this? Is this like this? What's the roast? What's the groups who sit you down and go through it? Leading teams. I'm being leading teamed on the show. I'll go in there, get involved. I'll probably come home in the chockies. I like to win.
I would have thought. Well, you've got Sam Pang, your old combatant. Yeah. You've got him covered, surely.
Yeah, mate, he's
Ed gets
deported.
Very serious.
Who, Ed?
Deported.
No. Seriously, they've got to lock down the borders. I don't know more. No more influxion. Go home and have a bat soup, Sam Pang. That's all I'm going to say about you. He'll be there. Ed always tries to win,
I think. He does.
So he takes it as a point of pride.
Yeah.
I just rock up, keep the engine running.
Yeah.
Try and get a couple off. And away I go.
I like it. Now, Mick, I'm interested in where you've spent your lockdown time because I know you're a Cape Shank man and I know you're a very, very proud member of the National Golf Club, which is one of the best golfing establishments you'll find anywhere on the planet. So how's that all gone?
It's gone great. So I was down there and that's where I've spent most of my time in isolation. But, of course, the course was closed.
Yeah.
So I used to sit on my balcony and just look at it. cracking a stiffy and going, I can't get out there. It was so frustrating. But the minute they opened it up, we were swinging golf clubs on the first tee in the dark, waiting for it to open. You know what it's like. Once it starts. But where are you coming from today? I'm looking at you. Are you home?
Down the coast? Oh, no, what I did is I distanced myself, Mick, as far as possible away from Bill. I'm nearly in South Australia. All right, Mick. Now we're looking forward to the show. Obviously,
have you been paying attention? Next week it is.
Yes,
so it'll be fun. No. It's good to be back.
Yes.
It's good to have the footy back. It's good to be talking footy. Yeah. And I can't wait. When do Tigers Geelong have a crack at it?
Not for the first four.
Well. Good luck. Have a good year.
Oh, you don't
could go
that.
Wrong.
Nah, I love it. Have you been paying attention? 10 Network, 8:45 p.m. after MasterChef. You'll see our man Mick, of course. Tommy Gleisner in control.
Yes.
Ed Cavalier, Sam Pang. Very nice show. Thanks for that, Mick.
Good on you, mate.